Today is August 3rd. Oh my gosh. I have not been here for a bit. Anyways, yeah, August 3rd, 2021. School is starting soon and also ending soon. It's a really weird kind of time for me. I have around 4 weeks left of, oh my gosh, I legit have 4 weeks left my class. That's crazy. It's, yeah, summer is almost over, but you can still make a lot of it, I think. It's kind of concerning that the Delta variant is alive and well. I'm scared that we'll never get to a point where it was just normal. I guess maybe this is the new quote-unquote normal, but it shouldn't be. I've gotten some books from the library and I really want to read them, but I'm so bad at, like, sitting down and reading. So I want to go to the library and read and print some things, and yeah, I want to spend some time at the library. And I want to start crocheting again. I need to relearn how to, like, make a square. It's really sucky because I'm honestly so bad with hobbies, because I can, like, get interested in a hobby really quickly, but then I feel like it's really hard to stick to a hobby, and maybe I'm just afraid of committing so much time into a hobby and not getting better at it, which literally is the point of a hobby, is for you to spend time doing what you're interested in and slowly getting better, because everything does, or most things, get better with time. And it's just super difficult for me to stick to a hobby, and I really, really want to do that. And I think I need to get better at setting goals for myself and actually making those goals. Not making, but like, yeah, like reaching those goals, even if they're small ones, like go to the library and print and read. It's a pretty small goal in my list of goals, but it's very doable, and if I don't take that first step, I'm not going to take the other needed steps. You know, that first step is a step in another bigger goal thing. But yeah, I've recently been trying to clear out my email boxes. It's very, very difficult to remember. It's very, very difficult to clear out as much as we get every day, because it's so easy to subscribe randomly to different websites and newsletters and mail letters. But it's really hard to, like, sit down and get rid of things you know you don't want. And I've also been watching the Olympics. Very, very exciting. I'm in between the controversy. I definitely agree that it was very controversial to still hold the Olympics right now because there's still, you know, the virus, and I know there's probably contracts and, like, oh, things Japan had to meet and stuff, but it's very sad that people, a lot of people in Japan are still recovering or not recovering or recovering and not getting better, and they have a lot of friends and family who are still struggling with the virus, and it's really unfortunate that such a large event is being held. At least they're being semi-safe, taking as many precautions as they could. But even ICU saw all the way, like, oh my gosh, I totally lost my train of thought. Oh my god. But, yeah, I think there's a lot of opportunities to spread, it looks like way too many, but at least it wasn't, at least the Olympics is not something like Lollapalooza, which definitely should have gotten canceled or modified. I don't even know if that would have helped, but maybe cut it down to 25%. It's, I don't know. But, my friends and I want to go to Portland soon. And I can't wait to keep watching the Olympics. I really, really am a fan of all the athletes, all of the events. And it's really exciting to see, like, certain countries do really, really well in certain sports, Ethiopia is known for having very good long distance runners, and Jamaica is really known for having really good, you know, sprinters and power runners, and the US is really good at swimming for speed and distance, and Chinese people are really good for the team from China is really good for synchronized swimming. Korea is really known for archery, and it's really cool to see those countries shine and see the other athletes look up to them a lot, and I think that's really cool. That's why I love it. Love the emotions that pour out when people say, you know, they got finished with the Olympics and blah 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 blah, but could they have made it safe? Yeah, they definitely could have. But yeah, that is a very, 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 very small update, and I hope you enjoyed me rambling on about the Olympics.